every month?
No, a couscous, we call it.
Couscous?
Couscous, we call that. That's just hot water or hot milk, and you stir it up and then you serve it. Yeah, we've eaten that. Couscous, we call that.
Okay. And then there was that sort of real southern food. It was cracked up, really coarsely cracked corn. And people would eat that, boil it in the morning and eat it with...
Mock shoe?
Eat it for breakfast. Mock shoe.
Mock shoe is something that you make out of corn. But you put your seasoning with that. You boil it down and put your tomatoes and your bell peppers and your onions and parsley to season it real good. And you let it cook real good, and it's very delicious. They do that with fresh corn or sweet corn. Corn that's got some milk in it.
Well, it was roast.
Corn when you got some milk from the fresh pig.
Yeah. Now, did y'all have a cow that you could...
No, we didn't have no cow.
Okay. You got your milk from the...
We got milk from the milkman. Milkman passed every day.
Was there a place nearby around?
No, it was just a farmer that sold his own milk from his cows.
He had a...
Didn't have no dairy in them. Well, he called it a dairy. He might have had six cows, but he had too much milk for his family, so he sold it. Didn't have rules and regulations that you have today that you had to have a dairy and then have to pass. We had cream on our milk in them days. Today you don't have no cream on milk.
You let the milk... You kept it
cool off.
Could you, okay.
Or you let it clabber, and you made what do you call that stuff you buy in the stores today?
Yeah. Did you ever make let the drip? The
yeah, that's what I'm talking about. You made. I can't think of the name now, but all the milk people sell it now.
Uh-huh.
Sell it in little boxes.
Clabber cheese.
Well, it's cheese. It's the cheese.
Yeah.
Sweetened and unsweetened. Some of it's sweet, some of it's unsweetened. For the fat people, for the skinny people.
How about the one lady?
But we made our own.
Yeah. Okay, and if you kept your butter too long, you say the butter had got...
Well, we never did keep butter. We never did have too much butter, but it was spoiled on you. That's all. We never did.
How would you say it looked or tasted? Would you ever say it tasted?
Well, it tasted clabbered. Places, you know, they had a tangy taste to it.
Had a what?
Had a tangy taste to it. I mean, it was bitter, you know. It had been there too long.
Did you ever say the butter tasted funky? You know what that means?
No, we didn't talk like that at all.
Okay, what does that mean?
Well, it tasted funky.
Well, you heard it right.
Yeah, but it just didn't taste good. That was just another way of saying it didn't taste good. But we didn't say that at home.
Oh, I see. That's kind of a...
Yeah, it's a nasty word, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, it is?
I'm sure it is.
Well, who would use it then?
Well, just people saying something that, you know, just saying something in a hurry. Children today would say that a whole lot.
Uh-huh.
About anything they eat. And didn't like.
Yeah. But they made you, in other words, they made you eat pretty much what was put on the table, right?
Well, if it was good, most of the time, you know, I'm sure it was good. If we had it on my table, it was clean. I know that, and good, too. We ate just about everything that everybody else ate, but we didn't eat a whole lot of it, you know.
Now, what sort of things would bring the, would get the community together? You mentioned a boucherie.
Yeah.
Any other sort of things?
Well, we'd have not so much us, but people did, other people did. Could have fairs where you could get together, you know, and but we never did go to nothing like that because we wasn't...
Well, how'd you meet your
sociably
wife?
Inclined, huh?
How'd you meet your wife?
Well, we was working together in the same store. And we was both in the bookstore, we was both working together. And we would go home together at night and we just kept on going home and finally decided it was time to get married, so... You know, but things were tough, like I said. But we stuck it out. I've been married 43 years to the same woman.
Something that would that they would have for people that had gotten married. Do you know of?
Well, they had wedding parties and so on, just wedding get-togethers. Their receptions after the wedding. They had a reception for me after the wedding at my house, at my daddy's house.
Yeah, I bet that was something.
Oh, yeah, that was something. That's what I said.
I know Italians like to put on a big...
That's right. And we was four people, even in 1935 when I got married, but everybody chipped in, you know, and had a good time. We had beer, and we had wine. Papa made his own wine in the days. And a lot of food.
Call
baked that. Chicken. And what kind of food, you know?
They call that. Did they ever make stuff illegally around here?
Well, not too much in this town. Whiskey, you talking about? No, we were popular. There wasn't nothing illegal if you didn't sell it. You could make your own wine if you wanted to drink it yourself.